Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 2nd of May, 2012. Actually, I'm lying. It's actually Thursday, the 3rd of May, and I'm running a day behind. I thought I was going to try and get away with that one, but then I almost read the date off of the screen on my computer. So you know what? Just goes to show lying never pays. Therefore, I am recording the podcast a day late just because it's been incredibly busy time at the People Building office over the last few weeks. So the great news is that we have hit the big 3-0 for our NLP for Kids practitioners. We've now got 30 practitioners throughout the UK and overseas. And this morning, I've been conducting a webinar for those in New Zealand. Because we're looking to stretch the team over to that side of the world, which is very exciting. Also been very busy with things like planning our upcoming events, and we've had an NLP practitioner training since I last spoke to you, and we have more training coming up this weekend. So it's a busy time. A reminder as well, I'm going to keep harping on about this until about October time, that this year in October, it is the very last NLP Master Practitioner program with People Building, and certainly with me. So we may still run the NLP Master Prac training at some stage in the future, but at this moment in time, it will be my final Master Practitioner training. I will not be running anymore, even if the company at some stage continues to do so. So I did want to remind you about that, because obviously it's only May at the moment. You've got ages to decide if you'd like to come along. But you know how it goes, the time flies. Not too long ago we were saying it was January, now it's May. And so I just want you to kind of keep that in the back of your mind, because if you would like to do your Master Practitioner training with me, you must make sure that you book it in time. Otherwise, the opportunity will go and it won't come back. So keep that in mind. In terms of what other stuff we've got going on in the next few weeks, so on the 12th of May, we have got a business building training again. Yay! So the business building is for all those of you who are practitioners, coaches, or therapists. And perhaps you are new into that world, or perhaps you've had your business for a little while and it's not doing the things that you would like it to do. Business building is a great opportunity for you to come along with your challenges in your therapeutic business or your coaching business, and present them to me and the other people in the room, and to get some great ideas about how you can overcome them. So as you know, I've been running People Building now for a very long time. I think it's about 7 years. And NLP for Kids has been up and running since about 2007. So it's about 5 years. It's a little bit younger. So I've had some great experience from running those two businesses. Not all of it good experience, but always great experience. And here's what I mean by that. I've wasted a lot of time, energy, and money on stuff that did not work. I'd like you to know what that was so that you do not have to make the same mistakes. That would be very silly. So the training is taking place in Hemel Hempstead at the Holiday Inn in Apsley. You do need to pay in advance, so we need to know if you're attending so that we can make sure that we've got all of the various documentation that we might want to give you there on the day. And it will be running from, I think it's from 10 till 5-ish, something like that. It's on a Saturday. It's an easy location to get to, right opposite the train station that comes in from Euston, or down from Birmingham if you're coming in the opposite direction, very close to the M1 and the M25. So do not let any excuses stand in your way. I did that for a very long time. For a very long time, I thought, I will muddle through. I will learn how to do this myself. I just need to do more of this or less of that. The truth was, I just needed some decent advice. And I was very lucky to be able to access some finances to enable me to pay people a huge amount of money for my training and mentoring that pointed me in the right direction and wasn't always right, but certainly got me into a new frame of mind in terms of understanding and using marketing in the right way, and being creative with it as well, most importantly for me. So, the opportunity to come along and do some business building training with us is a really useful one because it ain't going to break the bank. You know, it's £200. And if you can't invest £200 in your business, then maybe you ain't got a business after all. And that might be a bit of a bitter pill to swallow. It's perhaps not the nicest thing in the world for me to say, but you know, if you're serious about this, then you need to be willing to invest some time and some money into making it work properly. Business building is not going to solve all the problems, but you might learn something there that will enable you to do that for yourself. So you've just got one day of my time, just one day of my time and energy. And the other great thing about it is the room is going to be filled with other people who are having similar challenges, but who are also, you know, doing useful stuff in their own business that they might be able to share with you or contribute to what you're doing to enable you to be successful. So the information doesn't just come from me. What we're sharing that day also comes from other people who are in a similar line of work to what you are. Some of those people will be NLP for Kids people because our NLP for Kids team get to come on the business building days totally and completely for free. So it's really handy for them because obviously, you know, we want to sort of keep in touch with our practitioners and make sure that their marketing stuff is working. But also for everyone else, it means we get to find out what is working, and it means that we can therefore take advantage of that and each of us learn something new from each other that we can implement into our businesses. So, business building, 12th of May, Hemel Hempstead, to sign up for it. If you go to, let me just double check what I'm telling you here because I don't even know if we've put the page up live yet, because I'm telling all of you in advance. So, if you go to peoplebuilding.co.uk/businessbuilding. Da, 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 da. There it is. So you will see that the page comes up with all the information that you need in order to sign up for the business building training. Any problems, then obviously you can just call the office on the 0845 telephone number. But essentially, everything you need is on that sign up page, and you can just pop your card details into the bottom. The payment will go through, and job done. So, here's what's coming up after the break. We are going to be discussing our article of the day, which is called Drama. So, quick break now, and then we'll be talking about the drama after the break. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Okie dokie. So our article for today is all about drama. And as usual, this is something that's come to my attention as a result of my own goings on in life. So don't think that I state this stuff to you from my guru status up on my pedestal. I'm just like you and have all the same challenges that you do. So I've noticed some of this within myself, some prior to writing it and some as I'm writing it. So drama. You need drama in your life. You need it because if you do not have it, you'll go off and unconsciously create it in the worst possible ways. Finding problems that do not exist, manifesting illness, causing rows and arguments. If you do not create your drama in your life that motivates, inspires, and drives you, then life will slap you on the backside by creating a drama for you. Wonderful life. Thanks so much for that. A while back, I started to ask my clients if they enjoyed their job. The reason why I began asking this question is because there seemed to be a pattern between job happiness and life happiness. What I mean is the depressed people rarely like their job. It makes sense, as you can't expect to spend 40 hours of your awakened week doing something you dislike and still expect to be feeling good. Oh, and those that were comfortable in their job were usually in a relationship that they didn't like. Recently, I've noticed a new pattern I've called lack of drama. Lack of drama happens when people have essentially pretty comfortable lives. Work is okay, the relationships they are in are good, family is good, they are relatively financially comfortable. They might have got a little complacent at making new goals or doing exciting things in their lives, but they really don't have much to moan about. The problem is, there is no drama in their lives, nothing juicy waking them up or worrying them. There is a lack of drama. For some of us with drama-filled lives, we think of the prospects and think, oh, how idyllic. But the truth is, even if the comfortable life feels very appealing, it isn't sustainable. We humans need a bit of drama, a bit of shazam and kapow going on for us. Otherwise, bad things can start to happen. When you deliberately create a drama for yourself, it doesn't make the old, possibly negative dramas disappear. What does happen is that the new drama either puts the negative drama into a smaller perspective. When a new fulfilling drama is big enough and you are totally passionate about it, the old drama may still be there, but just appears less important. As such, it appears smaller and more manageable. Or divert your attention such that the old negative dramas get forgotten about and fade into the background. When you are so focused on the drama, you want to have the thing that's been causing you the stress and discomfort not fit into your mind at the same time as your new positive drama. As such, it becomes like your Nokia after buying an iPhone 4. The iPhone 4 is still tucked away in a drawer somewhere, but you rarely bother with it anymore. Some people have a higher drama threshold than others. For me, 50 plus emails in my inbox is a drama to deal with, so my drama threshold is relatively low right now. For others, though, drama needs are met by going to watch an action movie. Other people need to be the action man in the action movie. Some people only get their drama need met when they jump out of an aeroplane or physically beat up others. It's different for different people, but essentially it's all about meeting the human need for uncertainty. So if right now, having read this, you evaluate your life and notice that it's riddled with problems, consider creating a new drama for yourself. For example, jumping out of an aeroplane with a parachute, obviously, or that would be far too big a drama. If you set it as a goal or a challenge for yourself and make it something you need to spend your time and energy working towards, for example, getting physically fit, collecting money for charity, or doing some publicity about it, so that you have the opportunity to distract yourself from the negative drama. Then take the time to notice how the percentage of your time spent on your negative drama is reducing and gradually disappearing. So there we go. People think drama is bad, and perhaps it is not. It's meeting a need to drive you towards the need for uncertainty, fulfilling your life, and making you more of a rounded person. If your life is dull and boring right now, go create some drama. Get dramatic. Make some action happen.
If you enjoy the People Building Podcast, you will simply love our Hypnosis MP3 audios to download from the People Building website. Our titles include Quit Smoking, Confidence, Health Improvement, Hypnosis Audios for Fears and Phobias, Addictions, Habits and Compulsions, Emotional Improvement, Personal Development and Weight Loss. Each Hypnosis audio contains a full hypnotic induction and deepener with background relaxation music as featured at the end of each of the People Building podcast. Each hypnosis audio has been recorded by me in full hypnotic voice. And if we don't have the hypnotic audio that you require, then all you need to do is send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk to have one created to your requirements. Each hypnotic audio is in an MP3 format so that it can easily be downloaded to your MP3 player or downloaded and burnt onto CD disc. If you'd like to feature our hypnotic products and ebooks on your website, we'll pay you 65% commission for everything that you sell. Please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and visit the hypnosis scripts and audios page.
Okay, we're now moving into that section of the show where you need to be comfortably relaxed, and that means that you'll be unable to listen if you're currently driving, operating any machinery, or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else now, it is time for you to comfortably relax. So just as soon as you're ready, make sure you're not going to be disturbed by anything other than my voice, which will not, of course, be disturbing you, but relaxing you very deeply into a calm and comfortable place. So allow your body to assume a nice comfortable position, and just as soon as you're ready, you can close your eyes. And as that music softens, fades, your muscles can soften and your mind can begin fading out any negative thoughts or feelings. Unraveling, loosening, relaxing any tension now. Because right here, right now, this is the time that you can let go and forget about drama. Now is the time for you to comfortably and completely relax. From the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. And as your body relaxes, so does your mind. And as your mind relaxes, just notice how easily you are becoming comfortably calm. And those feelings of drama are reducing. They are reducing and shrinking, becoming more in perspective. Under your control, since you are becoming more in control, you're feeling better and better every day and in every way. The dramatic feelings shrinking, reducing. At this time. And then in the future, going forward from here, creating positive drama for yourself. Positive drama that brings goodness, happiness, growth, motivation, and positivity into your life. Dramatically improving yourself. Dramatically increasing the love and the output that you give to the world around you. Positive, comfortable dramas that improve you, your life, and the people around you. The stressful dramas are relaxing. And the dramas that serve to make you happy, fulfilled, to positively grow you in your life, are increasing and growing in a comfortably calm way. Now I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1. And when I reach 1, it will be time to open your eyes and be completely and fully awake and alert. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And time for IMS open now, wide awake. So our next podcast will be in June, and then it's like officially the summer. It will be on Wednesday the 6th of June, and I will send it out on the right day then, because I'm going to be way more organised in June, because a load of our training will be out the way, and I've got the summer off. But for now, that is all from me. So have a great month, and I will see you in June. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP, and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.